When the Sitka School Board met in a work session on March 10th, Superintendent Deidre Jensen said if they build next year's budget status quo, they'll end up with a $1.2 million deficit. Cutting roughly 10 teaching positions would bring them close to a balanced budget. That's not accounting for inflation or if the school district's health insurance costs increase. Jensen said a 10% jump in insurance would nearly double how much the district would be in the hole. While the state legislature approved a funding increase last year, school leaders say it wasn't enough, and the district still needed to spend some of its fund balance last year to keep from eliminating staff. Jensen said she'd grown weary of cutting and cutting.
Bottom line is, the state has not funded schools the way they should have, and I'm getting a little frustrated with it. They want us to make changes, and they want us to make improvements in the state, and then they talk about, like, can we not talk about what we're going to cut for half a year? Instead, talk about educational improvements. I'm pretty frustrated.
For around 2 hours, the board discussed its plans for how to right the ship. Could secure rural schools be a buffer? The federal program was reauthorized this year, including 2 years of retroactive pay. It's still not clear exactly how much money the city will receive or when it will receive it. But the assembly has signaled plans to direct the whole amount from the retroactive years to the school district, which could be up to $600,000 a year. Board member Tom Williams suggested putting the funds in reserves.
You know, my car breaks down and I don't have anything in savings. You know, I'm walking. So I think a responsible budget has reserves so that when the unexpected happens, which it seems to always do, you have money to be able to cover its costs.
Several board members, including Paul Ryu, said given the uncertainty of the amount and the timing of the federal funding dispersal, they would prefer to use the money for one-time expenses like curriculum or tech.
I do not feel comfortable building a budget around SRS funds that we may or may not be getting. I mean, I know that makes the front end a lot more difficult probably for staff, but I would rather build it to the worst case scenario and then add things back in as we get the good news that it's showing up.
Jensen also reviewed the potential effect that merging schools could have on the budget. Sitka school enrollment has been steadily declining over the past 2 decades, which has reduced revenue from the state. Closing a school would also decrease the district's revenue, at least at first. Still, board member Courtney Amundson said the long-range savings should be noted.
We have fewer students, we have a lot of buildings, and they could be put into a smaller space. So it may be additional costs in 2 or 3 years, but in 10, 20 years that you'll see those cost savings.
Jensen said if enrollment continues to fall, they would have to consider that down the line. But she said right now there are too many students enrolled in Sitka's 2 elementary schools to fit into just one of the buildings. The board also discussed how to get feedback from staff, parents, and stakeholders. Ryu suggested a survey that doesn't ask what to cut, but instead for respondents to rank their top 5 programs as a way for the board to gather more information to inform the budget process. President Phil Burdick liked the idea and said they should also ask folks what they'd put an influx of one-time funding toward.
And what we have already done in the last 15 years because of flat funding, there isn't a lot more for us to do. In terms of cutting savings, it's important to know what the community values. It's important to know what the priorities of this community are. And the reality may be that we might not be able to fund them.
The board will host hearings for staff and stakeholders later this month to share budget scenarios and get community feedback on how to move forward. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.